Aaron Murphy's head basketball coach of South Nottoway. Two big league games that were last week and this week. What is a pretty deep tournament that they're involved with, and they are playing against Jefferson in the Stanbury tournament in the semifinal game. South Nottoway went into the tournament after two big games that were last week. It wasn't necessarily originally intended to be with Mount City and Jefferson back-to-back and a couple days apart, but since you lost the Jefferson game due to weather earlier, that was a date that was going to be able to work out. And since you won that game, it probably worked out for you. Prior to that, though, was Mound City, and Mound City and South Nottoway go two overtimes in what must have been a tremendous game. And I would assume, based on kind of the updates I was getting, it was a fairly well played game too. So did the play meet what at least the expectations were out of the matchup?
We knew we had a challenge in Mount City ahead of us, and they're coming here. So we usually shoot better at home, but that wasn't the case that night in the first half. First half, we didn't shoot very well at all, and we kind of had to adjust some on the defensive side too. So the shooting wasn't there, and defense was we were giving up points, pretty heavily against them in that first half. I think we ended up getting down at 13 at one time. Made some adjustments at the halftime, come out, and shots started falling. It's kind of helpless feeling. The girls look at you in the locker room, and they're taking the shots that you want to take, but they're not going in. And, we kind of stress that, that's one thing that's out of our control. We can only practice that. But, the defense, we made some adjustments, and we were able to shut them down a little bit offensively compared to the first half. But, equal that with our shots falling in that second half, we were able to close the gap and get the lead there for a little bit. I think we had a 4-point lead with less than a minute left, and we had two turnovers that evaporated, and they capitalized on them and forced the overtime periods, we only scored 5 points, and I think in the overtime periods, and they scored 11, so that was the outcome of that. But we had our chances in that game. Defensively, we didn't start like we wanted to, and obviously offensively we didn't start like we wanted to, but really challenged the girls at halftime. They come out and close the gap.
That game in hand, with that game behind you, and particularly since you'd lost, and probably already with what Jefferson had done with Rockport and Mount City that were behind them, I think you knew, as far as the conference implications that were coming into the game with Jefferson, what they were going to be. Because if Jefferson wins that one, they haven't put it away yet, but they're in a really good situation, relative to the other teams that were in the league. That being said, you just knew what was ahead of you. I would assume played with that kind of urgency and got yourself a win. I know Coach Peterson said that it wasn't as if you hit a ton of shots in that game, but it was really the timeliness of the shots, because you always seem to get an answer when they did something, usually made a shot to take the lead. It seemed like you always had an answer for that.
Yeah. After that Mount City game, we had one day to prepare for Jefferson, and it was a totally different look coming into that game. It was an emotional game for our girls. Mount City lost, and you see physical tiredness of the girls, and then you see emotional tiredness of the girls, and it was definitely emotional. So going into that game, we know we painted ourselves in a corner. Going into that game, we knew that it was going to be a challenge, especially at third place. But both teams come out. It was a typical South Nottoway Jefferson game. I mean, it was going both sides of the floor. It was a lot of run and gun, and a lot of defense pressure. And we were able to get some shots down early and get a little bit of a lead, and force them to call a couple timeouts. We always knew that Jefferson was going to have a run in there, and right on the nail, they hit some shots, closed the gap, but we came down and answered, and that was huge. They hit some big 3-pointers throughout that game, especially that first half, and it seemed like every time they did that, we'd go down on the other end and hit a big shot as well, and just kind of kept that gap. But answered the bell offensively during that game, and you know, we took a lot of good shots, and, you know, things go well when the ball goes in. And you know, that hasn't been the case for us all year long, but that particular night it did. But that game could have gone 100 different ways. You know, Jefferson had their chances to put it away, and we had many chances to put it away. It was just kind of back and forth, and, you know, it was a knockdown dragout, and I was just happy to get out of there with a win.
First round also of the Stanbury tournament against North Andrew, an example of the depth probably as a tournament was the fact that you've lost one time this year, and you came in as a number four seed, and, you know, there couldn't be, and, you know, it's not as if, you know, that seed was completely out of line, you know, based on, you know, when it was seeded and stuff like that. In other words, I just say that 1 through 4, fairly interchangeable within this tournament, and maybe even a little deeper than that. That being said, at North Andrew in the first round, beat North Andrew in the first round 49-30. They are very good if they get some runouts, and to me, that's one thing that you better be able to bottle up.
North Andrew's defense really slowed us down offensively. You know, whenever we get into half-court offense sets, we want to be patient and take our time with it and not rush silly shots or anything like that. But North Andrew's defense, you know, they played man on us, but it was a real soft man. Really closed down our driving lanes and forced us to take a lot of jump shots. And you know, our shot choice early in that game was not to our liking. And you know, we were able to get a 10-4 lead after the first quarter, but we left a lot of points out there. You know, we stressed that we had to be patient enough to get them out of position to hit those gaps, and we did that. But you know, hats off to North Andrew's defense; it really slowed us down in the half court. We were able to get some transition points, and that just increased our lead against them.
It's Aaron Murphy's head basketball coach, South Nottoway.